This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents 31 Days of Horror, Day 7, Black-Eyed Kids. Black-Eyed people, sometimes called Black-Eyed Children or Beck, are young people, often children, with eyes that are solid black with no differentiation between sclera, pupil, or iris, and are occasionally reported to have blue or bluish-tinted skin, like that of a corpse. Those who report encounters of them often feel that the children were somehow supernatural and extremely dangerous, though they could not explain why. Often they can be seen playing games and singing the nursery songs, Old Man Long Legs, or He Jumped Into a Bramble Bush. They are usually near abandoned or deserted areas. Sometimes, the reports talk of them appearing at one's doorstep, usually alone or in a pair. They appear to be unusually confident, yet shy children who avoid your gaze and look down, hiding their eyes, but speaking with an eloquency far beyond their apparent age. Often using mannerisms and speech patterns of an adult, they occasionally even possess the voice of an adult, too. They will usually attempt to talk the victim into allowing them entry into their home to use a telephone or to be safe from some unspecified danger. Occasionally, when seen outside the home, they will immediately stop their play and stare at you. Or, if possible, approach you, asking for a place to stay or trying to talk you into giving them a ride home. Often, people begin to agree to their requests against their better judgment, even though the request will seem vaguely unsettling, without realizing why it is. Should you discover that their eyes are completely black, the children become very angry and insist on you complying with their demands. Some people who have encountered Beck feel that the children may have been using some form of low-level mind control to get them to comply. Experiences involving the Beck generally do not explain the cause of the children's eye color or the origins of the children themselves. Sometimes thought to be the spirits of lost or murdered children, the Beck are thought to be harbingers of ill will and personal doom. The encounters frequently emphasize that the children must be voluntarily admitted or invited into the house or car in question, and in this way are reminiscent of some vampire legends. However, it is unspecified what happens should you comply with their demands, as no reports of the Beck have included that happening, possibly indicating the death of those that comply.
The Theater of Tomorrow! Available across all time zones and in every household, the most exciting stories to ever cross the airwaves. Tune your telelectroscopes to the Theater of Tomorrow! You never know what kind of exciting program we'll be playing. A scientist reaches across dimensions.
Ready?
Ready.
See you on the other side, Ben.
Ben! Ben, have you lost your mind?
Oh my God.
A detective solves a mystery on the moon!
Time was I could actually get nostalgic about being roughed up in the interrogation room at the Midtown police station. These days, they don't even bother to cuff me.
Robots!
Hey there to my regulars back home on Robot Planet 1.
Aliens!
All must come by choice.
And much, much more! For the very best of quality in audio drama, listen no further than the Theater of Tomorrow! The only network that demands all eyes forward! Tune in at theateroftomorrow.com!
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.